MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and in today's headlines, Topsfield officials face lawsuit. Governor Healey signs state budget.
I'm Bill Newell, and later on in sports, the Patriots host the Texans tonight.
Just trying to be consistent is our biggest thing.
Quarterback Mac Jones, and we'll hear from Pat LaMusta, head football coach at Linfield High. All in sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Sun and clouds today, low 80s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:35 p.m. The Topsfield Fire Department and town leaders are facing a lawsuit stemming from the death of a baby. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca writes today that the suit centers around an early morning emergency call on June 5 in 2021, when an 8-month-old baby had stopped breathing. The lawsuit charges that the response was botched. Governor Mara Healey yesterday signed a $55.98 billion state budget for fiscal year 2024, making historic investments in schools, child care, workforce development, public transit, housing, climate resiliency, and other key areas that will help make Massachusetts more affordable, competitive, and equitable. The budget includes hallmark proposals from Governor Healey, including making community college free for students age 25 and older. It appears that all 9 Beverly City councilors are running unopposed in the election this year. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that all candidates will go unchallenged. That's not the case for Mayor Mike Cahill. Jamie Zarella and Philip Venezia are running against Mayor Cahill. In Gloucester, Mayor Greg Verga visited the Gloucester Family Health Center on Washington Street this week, marking National Health Center Week. The Gloucester Times reports that the mayor viewed the dental suite, and he also heard about the center's various services. Last year, the center served more than 14,000 individuals with 67,000 in-person and telehealth visits. City officials in Newburyport broke ground yesterday on a larger and greener central waterfront park. The Daily News reports that several waterfront parking lots will be converted to additional green space. Chris Mancini is the executive director of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. This organization was instrumental in the cleanup efforts years ago in Boston Harbor, and they have a focus now on Kings Beach and Lynn and Swampscott.
Kings Beach continues to lag behind. We know the reason. We know that it's at the mouth of Stacy's Brook, which is that very attractive looking creek that flows across Kings Beach at the Lynn-Swampscott border. And, 100 years ago was integrated into the sewer and stormwater system here, which, made sense 100 years ago. You had this big ocean, you could dilute all this stuff. Not that many people were living here, maybe. And then 20 years ago, they separated the sewer out from the stormwater, which is a huge improvement. We've seen a huge improvement from then. But, we can't quite figure out where the final pieces of contamination are coming from, and it's been really nice to see in the last 3 or so, 4 years, the town of Swampscott, the city of Lynn really working together and collaborating with the folks at the state level, the Lynn delegation, to problem solve and figure this out. And so
Mancini was speaking with host Daniel Vittori from LynnTV.org. North Shore and state leaders are working to identify the exact water pollution issues and then hoping to come up with workable solutions.
Balance like environmentally friendly, fiscally responsible, and be able to turn that beach around in as short a timeline as we could. So they looked at 6 different possibilities. And actually, we have another website that I forgot to tell you about, but kingsbeachma.com is all about just Kings Beach. We post all the updated steering committee meetings, all the select board and Lynn City Council meetings where people talk about this issue. So you can go there and get some of this more detailed information. Mm-hmm. But the one that the steering committee came to was can we disinfect it with a UV plant? It's not overly large. You can put it near the mouth. And there's been examples of it working down in Newport, Rhode Island to improve water quality. It's a really strong idea. Again, there's still conversations happening with the state to figure out what the realistic possibilities are.
That's Chris Mancini, the executive director of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox won last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Sox beat the Royals 4-3. Tristan Casas hit a home run. Nick Pivetta picked up the win, allowing two runs over five innings. He struck out eight. Something interesting happened in this game in the second inning. The Royals batted a line drive that went right into the red outlight in the Green Monster. Red Sox announcer Joe Castiglione said he's never seen that happen in his 41 years of calling games at Fenway Park. Sox now 53-17 in games in which they have scored four or more runs. Tonight on Jersey Street, Sox and Royals wrap up the four-game series at 7:10. James Paxton will be on the mound. Sox have a three-game weekend series at home against the Tigers before heading out on a 10-game road trip to play the Nationals, Yankees, and Astros. Overall, the Sox are 59-55. That's fourth place in the AL East, 11 games behind the Orioles. Sox now 5 games behind the Blue Jays for the final AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. The New England Patriots will host the Texans tonight at Gillette Stadium. It's their opening exhibition game. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones on the team's offense so far.
I think we have a lot of stuff in. I think we're trying to just expand and try things and, you know, keep the things that we like in and take the things out that we don't like. So that's what practice is all about. And I've been very happy with Coach O'Brien, and all of us have. Just we're just trying to, you know, raise the standard here and just do it right every day. I feel like just trying to be consistent is our biggest thing.
What about Alabama receiver Malik Cunningham and his possible role with the team?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. He's very athletic. He's a smart kid. He works hard, and you know, he doesn't get a lot of reps, but you can see when he's in there, he's a little bit of a playmaker. And you know, maybe I can take some of his running ability and add it to my game.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Today we'll be posting another interview with another North Shore football coach in our ongoing series of interviews with area coaches on their careers as players and then coaches. Today we are featuring Linfield football coach Pat LaMusta. Some of his coaching influences.
His junior class were looking pretty good, and the program was also transitioning from Bill Adams to Neil.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to play in, you know, one of the early spread offenses senior year when Neil was, you know, brought the spread to Linfield essentially, and then one thing leads to another. I end up coaching for Neil, you know, what, 5 years
yeah.
later
yeah.
or so. So yeah, high school football, I had fun, but it was definitely tough. Just because we didn't rack up a ton of wins. It was kind of like the thing where you never left the field. You were always like on every unit. You know, so playing time definitely wasn't an issue. So I guess I was a little bit weary by the time I was a senior, and I had talked to a few colleges about playing, and I ended up veering away from it and going to UMass Amherst to kind of take a step away from football. And then, you know, who I'd like to mention, too, just in terms of influence, because I played for Joe Papagni. He was the head coach of lacrosse, so he was the DC of football, head coach of lacrosse. So I got to play for him for 4 years of lacrosse. And then Scott McKenzie, the basketball coach, I got to play for him, play for him for a couple of years. And I think between Neil, Bill, Scott, and Joe, all different personalities, like they had a tremendous impact on kind of the way I coach. Bill knew how to get along with the kids. Neil is an awesome X's and O's guy and really taught me how to be a coordinator. And then Scott McKenzie is one of the best, most organized people I know. So he ran a basketball practice down to the minute. So, like, I always appreciated that. And Scott never yells at refs.
Yeah.
I love that. So I try not to lose my
kid. Linfield football coach Pat LaMusta. That is sports. I'm Bill Newell. Along with Rick Moore, thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.